the afternoon during the lunch time, I fix it.
Do you want to just use Danny's computer?
Try Danny's computer. It might work.
He's already set up.
If not, then we have to tell the online people that we won't have Skype again. So you can hook it up right now. Turn Zoom alarm off, the firewall off, so that you won't have any problems. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Let me try that. I don't have any problem with Zoom alarms. How come you have any? You have problems? You shouldn't have problems. I think you shouldn't be able to get on a network. I'm not sure about Skype though.
That's a discussion they had when you were trying to have work set up.
So you got in touch with X?
Left a message. I told him to call back. He gave me an address too.
Okay, fine. Then, did we go?
I'm sorry about directions, Randy.
Yeah,
that's
okay. I never went to the idea. Besides, I didn't have those talking electronic global positioning devices that. She would spend the money for
it. Next level, though, is running into a lot of obstructions. A lot of obstructions.
Huh?
You are running into a lot of obstructions, but at least you have the momentum. You know the system. Texas is encountering our Dharma, and therefore, the kind of obstructions you're running into is really overwhelming. A lot more than you realize. Because he has a local, and Texas is our local, our occasional celebrity. He shows up occasionally. He's a celebrity, some kind of artist. Country singer. He's a very prolific composer. He's been around for decades. quite famous for some time ago. And, he has a following actually. There's a CD, a couple of CDs, you can see it. Same rules. If you go to the desktop, next to the desktop, there's some the kitchen counters, a couple of CDs there. You might pick it up because those are Texas CDs that he gave me.
Bruce?
I think he's paying attention. This is what holds Mali power. He's been tuning me out. See, it happens naturally when you concentrate. That's what happens with the whole group. You tune things up naturally. You don't even realize you're doing it naturally. Okay? But that's our realm. Thank you. Well, so pass it around. This is the CDs. That's Texas CDs. When he was, the picture is when he was a lot younger. Look at him in the back. How are we doing, Skype wise? Any luck?
Not yet.
What's the matter? Is it booting up or Skype has a problem?
It changed a lot.
I think it's connecting to the problems connecting to the network.
You have problems connecting to the network? You have the password, right? The password is good or not?
I think so. What's the name of your router?
3.
Body light, whatever. You want to try mine? Is anyone want to do Skype on my PC here?
No.
Huh?
What is the name of your network here?
Body Light. That's right, I gave you the wrong one. Okay, I gave you the wrong password.
Oh.
The password is on the router.
That's
see,
what I need.
I gave you the password for, see, it's my mistake. It's under WEP. WEP.
It takes
the
a lot,
right?
It's under password.
Yeah, this is the password, right? That's okay. You have that, you take it off.
Just call Danny up.
Sure.
Are you busy?
See, it takes four of us, so we eventually figure it out. Well, anyway, today you don't have to go outside for lunch because you can eat lunch here.
We got lunch. That's
yeah,
right.
I know. You brought lunch and you can eat here. You don't need to go anywhere. So we save some commute time.
Oh, good.
So anyway, yeah. Are we on now?
What are you talking about?
Did you read these songs down here?
Yeah, we listen to his CDs.
Actually,
I listen to both CDs, and he uses some like
Indian
concepts.
So he uses one of the
stealing our Dharma.
What's the written something himself?
Okay.
Not bad.
You got it on?
I'll be on.
Wow.
Well, we're that
now.
Far.
Now we get into
the first part is working.
I guess you need to put it on the inside of it so you know what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, you can leave it there. It's all right. The way you just set up and down. I'd rather you cross your legs. You don't cross your legs at all.
So, read some of those stuff.
I know. But
seven there, girl.
Believe it or not, he memorized the Sharanga Mantra. How many of you can do that?
He did himself. In 6 months, he said he
did it in 6 months. Sharanga Mantra.
564
lines, depends on how you break it. But he memorized it. I asked him why. He said, because I read my Shenghua's books, and he says, you should memorize it. So I memorized it. No one told him,
except for him,
reading Master Shenghua's book.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Even that's what people have a hard time memorizing. Because we monks, we cannot become 40-year-old age. In theory, unless we have a memorized. Because that mantra is the one that's designed to keep demons at bay and externalists at bay. He has a lot of dharmas in there to control them, to subdue them. So that mantra is very, very important in Buddhism. It's the mantra of Buddhism. If you do anything in Mahayana, if you memorize it, then it's worth your while. Right? That's the kind of person he is. Tremendous, tremendous good roots. He took him on 6 months, which is also very, very fast.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Back in the day.
I'd say so.
Back in the day when they only had tapes, right? No, recently, last year.
Only last year?
Yeah, he just started. He I think because of the illness, he's trying to treat himself.
He's groping for ways to deal with it. And the illness is he lost one eye. I think it's the right eye or left eye.
Left
eye. And they lost one eye to cancer. Okay. And so he's looking at maybe another one. So he's hoping that he can learn how to open his left eye and see. So that just in case he loses the other eye, he still can see.
That doesn't work, that doesn't it? Because it's different dimensions.
No, actually it does work.
Really?
Depending on your needs.
On your needs?
Yes. If you really need it, okay, and you have prior cultivation, then it becomes very stable. It's a matter of needs. Like, took the other acupuncturist, local acupuncturist. See, I was about to introduce Janice's husband to a local acupuncturist, and this guy is pretty good because he can deal with your problem here on your head, and because it's localized, okay, but because you're progressing so fast that you're outgrowing so fast, I'm not even bothering. I don't bother introducing him. But that guy here, he opened his heavenly eye. His express purpose, he wants to see only one thing, the Dante. So that's all he can see. Okay? Or another guy who specializes because of their needs, they need to see the chi flow. Okay? Then they can see the chi flow. That's about it. So it depends on your needs. This is from prior cultivation, okay? Because he opened his eyes before in the prior lives, in prior cultivation. Now he can open his eyes again. Okay, so it's easier for them to open their eyes and then they can, but they have specific requirements. You don't realize it, but when you cultivate whatever your attainments are, it's there. It's a matter of accessing it again. Okay, so the more frequent you attain those, you reach those realms, then it's easy for you to reach, to access those abilities again. But in Mahayana, we don't stress spiritual powers because they're very, very, what is it? They're very addictive. They're too enticing. Once you have them, you will be stuck with it. You'll be attached very easily. Very easy to get attached to all those special abilities. That's why in Mahayana we never make it a goal to develop spiritual powers. You know, like Bruce, when he first started, he was from Qigong, and he was very interested in what is it? Seeing the aura of him, because that's his Qigong teacher said you're supposed to see the aura. That's their goal. They practice Qigong to see the aura. And to see the aura, you don't really need to get on even into first yama. You can see the aura already. But anyway, because of his strong interest in seeing the aura, and therefore he has this ability now to see his own Dhamma. So he's been seeing his Dhamma all this time. He can see it, and then he loses it. He sees it, and he loses it. So it's unstable. But at least because of the strong interest, he developed the ability to do that. Okay, but you know the reason we don't are we on or not?
We're still playing.
Now we're not.
We're still playing.
The reason we don't stress is because Mahayana we stress developing the abilities based on the needs. Not based on for the sake of developing spiritual powers. Okay? What are the needs? Needs are based on your desire to help others. Not the desire to get rich or make a name for yourself and that kind of thing. Those desires, you will not get any help. Okay? But if you set your mind and say, okay, I cultivate, I reach a certain level now. That's why the first thing I teach you is I want you to attain samadhi power first. Okay, and then unfold your wisdom. That has to be hand in hand. Because if you have samadhi power, but you don't have wisdom, you're going to be have stuck like that. Jack Chang and the online people. They have some samadhi power, but they're stuck. Okay, they don't know how to use it.
They're stuck online.
Okay, they're stuck online. Yeah.
it's online now.
Okay,
that's
so
cute.
Good thing. Now we should not say bad things about them. Okay, from now on we talk nice things about online people.
we have Jack and we have Luke.
Yeah, I know they're regulars. They're the typical online people who get stuck. Because they have samadhi power, but they have no wisdom.
Luke from Canada?
Yeah. Luke has got samadhi. I will never tell him where he's at.
Oh, Jack.
Luke, because he created offenses in the past, therefore he has to go to a retribution. But the danger of developing samadhi without developing wisdom at the same time. This is why I explained to you both. I train both samadhi power and explain sutra in the afternoon for that reason. Because without that balance, you will go astray. Because I look at you're all gods and goddesses. Okay, you can go anywhere and impose your will on others. Any of you, including the online people. Okay? Anywhere you go, you impose your wealth and your will on others. And that is the number one, the first no-no in Mahayana, as far as where I come from. What is that, Randy? The first rule of thumb, no fighting. We do not fight. Okay, that's where Master Shen Wa teaches. The very first thing he teaches, actually, these three things. Creating the death, we do not blind the conditions. Starving to death, we do not beg. Dying of poverty, we ask for nothing. Okay? All those are the three principles that guide our cultivation. But as far as at the general level, that's for the level people, by the way. Not for you folks. Okay? But that's it, you know. And then the one thing that's the common thread for all of us is number one rule is the six principles. The first principle is no fighting. Why does he teach about no fighting? This is appropriate for Amy's as well, because this is the day where she's getting married today. And she's walking into a different world, different realm. And the first rule of thumb when you get married is what? Same exact thing. No fighting.
Give up everything.
No fighting.
Disagree with the wife.
Not only no fighting, but you yield. Yeah, you sign everything away to your
wife. Well, that's a hard one, Master.
Yeah, it's
a
hard
one
to swallow, yes.
Very hard.
But the wife wins.
In your case, the husband wins.
No, he's plugging his ears, Master.
Okay, so
the first rule of thumb
when you're living with someone else is that you do not fight.
Yeah,
you deal. Why is that? You only fight when you're weaker. When you're stronger, you yield.
You let go.
You have to let go, because if not, you're hurting the other person.
That's true.
You buy that? So, for example, you find yourself in a higher level, higher realm, then you yield to a lower realm.
I'm buying that right now. She gave me a headache this morning.
Because she
absolutely
didn't do a thing, but she gave you one.
Absolutely. If you're stronger, you can overwhelm the other person easily.
That's okay. Then she has to yield to the lower.
Because when you yield the other person, it's a form of not fighting. Not fighting is what? You are not imposing yourself on others. Okay? Because what you're doing is that you, with the samadhi power, you become a stronger individual. Okay? And that is when you need to pay attention to your ego. Because the ego is constantly trying to assert itself. It says, I'm right. I know I'm good. It's good for your good. And mine as well, by the way. But I know better than you. I have more wisdom than you. Okay? All those are absolutely wrong. No matter how right you are, you never impose yourself on others. Ever. Okay? So for example, you know, when my father passed away, my whole family was against me, and they didn't ask me for help. They asked for help for others to help him go to the Western Spirit now. I could have helped him. Okay? I could have imposed my will on all of them. I could have imposed my will on him. And push into what's the bliss pyramid. I did. No matter how right you are, no matter, even if it's for someone else's good, you have no right to impose your will on others. No right.
That's hard.
Unless requested?
Unless
requested.
It's requested.
Yeah. Isn't what you're talking about, the no fighting part, the anger, hatred, poison, are the three poisons that you're trying to get?
This is the first thing we do in our era right now. The first thing we do is we get into a situation, we engage and fight. Didn't the blue eyes, the way you put it, I did it my way? See, that's fighting. I did it my way. My way, the highway. The idiot, the other, the president, okay, the ex-president, my way, the highway, okay, fighting. that is the normal operating mode in this day and age. People fight. As soon as they see you, they engage and they fight. They impose themselves on you. Okay? They may, if they know you longer, then they begin to manipulate a form of fighting. Okay? If you're stronger, you're wiser, you don't engage. You yield. You cede. Okay? Because that's what you're supposed to do. That's how you learn. Because wisdom is the ability to deal with the situation effectively so that the others benefit from it, not you benefit from it. Wisdom is not getting benefit for yourself, it's benefiting others, folks. Think about it, okay? You go to school, you go and receive professional training, and get an education so that you can benefit yourself. Mahayana is just the opposite. We acquire wisdom to benefit others. If you're in that mode, that's when your wisdom is unlimited. It keeps on growing. So, if you have that mindset when you want to benefit others, you do not impose your will on others. Because you're not benefiting that person. You know, this is morning. Oh, by the way, this morning, by the way, the online people this morning walked to our Bosa location, a temple in Bosa, and we found out that I was forewarned that we usually have the big hall next door, next building for ourselves. You know? Okay, so we were forewarned that this morning that we should move to the main Buddha, the main Zen, the meditation room, because I was told that the meditation room has a sound, has a PA system. The other one doesn't. And we walked into the meditation room this morning and found out it's full of chairs and all kinds of things. So anyway. Both rooms are occupied. So they brought me to the third building that they have and showed me the garage. And said, this garage is a little smaller, but it's still pretty good shape. So would you mind using this? I said, no, I'm not going to use it. So we went back to a Viet's place. So now we're broadcasting from Viet's place. Okay? Question. Who is upset this morning? You were upset. She's upset. Two people were upset. Who else was upset? You and me were upset. No one was upset.
How long do you define when you were upset? If you stay for 5 minutes.
What type of upset is another thing. That's another thing I just think of.
Are you still upset?
No. I'm not upset because we love to come here and we'd rather be here anyway.
Yeah, I'm upset,
we
but
feel
I'm happy
this
to
is
be
like
here.
Coming home here.
Okay. You do not want to be upset. Because when you're upset, you are being the aggressor. Today's lesson is very important, folks. Okay? You do not want to direct your anger at anyone when you are Kung Fu.
I thought you were an excellent role model for us this morning.
You, because this is even a lower level than fighting. Okay? You're punishing someone with your anger. You're correcting it. Like you, for example, Amy's getting married now. If she disagreed with her husband, she's angry at her husband and she's directing her anger at her husband. Now, Amy's at 30 already. And her husband is 0 surviving. It's no match. still going to beat the heck out of this guy. Okay? And when you do that, you do not want to do that to someone who you plan to live the rest of your life with. It creates resentment. Okay? So yeah, sure, you have samadhi power, but I will find ways to get back at you. I'm going to trick you, I'm going to manipulate you, I'm going to do things to you that you don't even know. Okay? Because, why? Because you impose your will on me through the channel of samadhi power. But I can recount it through other means. So what are you doing? You're engaging in warring at home. Okay? You ask for it, folks. That's why you always yield. You never use your advantage towards anyone. Because that's only one aspect of the equation. They will get back at you one way or the other, folks, like it or not. So, for example, if people think they can manipulate you, actually, they're getting manipulated. Because when we yield, when we yield, they are getting burnt up all the manipulations. You know that?
You're giving back to them what they're giving to you.
When I hit it like this, I heard first. Right? Force equals reaction. Okay? When you yield, you bend with it. When they don't yield because they attack you, they get in the middle of it. See that? That's physical, folks. This is the law of physics, nothing you can do about it. So who's getting hurt? They are getting hurt,
sure.
Not us. You
yeah,
see that?
Sure.
By yielding, by not fighting, okay?
Yes.
We're not creating offenses, but they are the ones who are getting verbally attacked on us.
Does it even work with what they were doing?
Okay? So, this morning's lesson is important because I saw a few people getting upset. And this is your lesson, this is your reminder, okay, that you will not get upset at all. Come on, they are who they are. You don't want to get upset at someone who's for being for himself or herself. Learn to accept them, learn to embrace them, learn to embrace their ineptitudes. Okay? Embrace them. Because even if you decide to punish them, they can't help themselves. What's the point? Okay?
It won't change them by whatever we do. In other words, is that what you're saying to us?
We have no right to attack, we have no right to punish people.
But do we have to stay? Do we have to stay there?
No, we don't.
Oh,
okay. We don't have to stay there, we don't have to take them. We see, we can withdraw. Yielding it, we are backing. We're backing up. We're not offering any resistance. Okay? What yielding means. Non-fighting is that you do not get angry, you do not present an obstacle, you do not impose, you do not take up space, you do not colonize. Okay? And then the next level is you yield. When they push, you yield.
How do you do that work?
You do that by giving. Give. You take the credit. Here. It's yours. Okay? I give it to you with all my heart. That's my gift to you.
question is more, you know, if you're in charge of, you know, making something happen, you ask, you know, people to go and do what it, you know, needs to be done to go and do it.
Yes.
And they don't want to do it.
Uh-huh. So why are you doing it? Because you see your will on them?
Usually I go find somebody else to do it. But that only pisses them off.
What did I do this morning? I had a power. I decided already, but I had a power. I said, what do you want to do? Right? I wasn't upset at all. Okay, it's very unprofessional of them to tell us in the last minute. In the last minute, they decided they would use the channel as well. Yesterday was only the other room. This morning they decided this is the time hall as well. Okay? So in the last minute they decided they needed that so that people can go in and out and bow with the Buddhas or whatever is there. And let me tell you, I did not even have a thought of anger in my mind. Okay? Some of you have to repress it. Some of you, that look I said earlier, is that like, how long is it that anger lasts? Meaning that it did arise in him, okay? But then he repressed it. Okay, that's wisdom right there. You have to learn to recognize it's not desirable, you learn to talk about it. What's that?
What?
You're mocking each other.
Okay, they're making fun of each other. Okay, so the point is that you do not want to dwell on anger. As soon as you see it arise, you chop it out right away. You back out, you walk away. So do whatever it takes to walk away. Not to act, to feel it. Okay? Because you're poisoning yourself. Okay? So the way to handle it is that Bruce, instead of making a personal confrontation, get everyone together. That's what I would do. Call up the conference, sit down everyone and say, this is where we're going. You agree? Yes. We want to practice today. This morning I suggested we just skip it. And they did. So this is where we're going. To go there we need this, we need that. Do you agree? Are you willing to do it? If you're not willing to do it, now's the time to say no. Walk out. We find someone else. It's never personal. You never put a personal pressure on someone else. Make them want to do it. That's how you lead. Not by imposing your will on others. That's only the last resort. There are some loafers, there are some people who are either totally incompetent. Maybe it's the boss's cousin or something. Okay? He happened to be there until now. And eventually we have to be got rid of. Okay? And we might be, we have to be that person. But that's a way, way last resort we're going to do. Okay? Because it's not a personal attack. It's better to get everyone to agree on going the same direction and apply the effort to get there. Okay, so now you have something much stronger, peer pressure. Instead of something that says, Bruce doesn't get along with people, so I can blame it on Bruce.
Yeah, I understand that. I guess what I have to understand is, you know, I mean, because we do that, you know, we go get higher level people and we get, you know, so that everybody understands it. Doesn't stop people from being pissed off and, you know, and then them just wanting, you know,
sure.
and thus taking their frustration, you know,
sure.
out on everybody who has happened to be, you know,
sure.
in that meeting.
That's why samadhi power helps, because people will be themselves. Okay?
Yeah, it's accepting that.
They're gonna bark at you. They're gonna bite. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. So this is where samadhi power is helpful to us because we can take it. Others can't. It's their problem, not ours. It's part of the job. Okay? But the point is that we watch ourselves. We don't impose ourselves on others. Even though we're in a position of power, we don't. Power is more effective when it's respected, when it is cooperated with. That's what Obama is teaching this country nowadays. Maybe the most powerful country in the world, but we need cooperation to make it better for all, for everyone involved. Obama is, that's what I admire about Obama. He understands that time has changed. It's a sharing of power now. It's a shared responsibility. Can't impose ourselves on others. Of course, there's some people who are riffraff and they need to be got rid of, they need to be punished, okay? But let it be the process, the procedure, the institution, because it's for the good for everyone. Everyone agrees with that. Okay? That's how you take away the self imprint on all these decision making. Does it help?
Mm-hmm.
There's a subtlety you have to be careful about. We can take it. And so what? They yell at you, they get pissed off at you, so what? It bounces off. Just like this thing here. What's the big deal? It bounces off, so what?
Okay. Not as easily with your spouse.
Right. But there's a price to pay, okay?
That's right.
All we're doing is we're learning how to resolve problems the most effective way possible. It's not about avoiding problems. It's about resolving them the best way possible. Living suffering, folks. And you go to work and you have to fight your way through your professional ranks. You have all kinds of resistance, all kinds of dirty plays. Okay? But that's part of our karma. Our retribution.
My whole life was brought up on fear. There was always an or else. A superior was to be feared.
Yeah.
A mother, a father,
uh-huh.
Boss.
Yeah.
All of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Master, the only thing I felt about today, this morning, I would like to say, is all they had to do was tell us that we couldn't do that today and we would have been fine. Like they told us when we couldn't be there last Saturday. Remember they passed out the... And that was the part that bothered me. I didn't care, you know, if they wanted to have it, but they didn't even acknowledge that we were human beings here.
But remember, you forget it.
No, we are.
I taught you about the occurred love of the Corbis. With it comes responsibility. You have to be a role model. You cannot just think of yourself as a role model. All of you are role models. Wherever you are exerting tremendous influence in your own environment. All of you. Therefore, you have the responsibility to help. Not cause problems.
No self, Roberta. No self.
You have to learn to embrace people's flaws, people's mistakes, people's ugliness, and not blame them. Can you do that? Yeah. You see, no matter how bad the situation is, No matter how badly a person misbehaves, because there are lower kung fu levels, nothing they can do to you. Of lasting, that lasts. Okay. But on the other hand, whatever you decide to do to them will last much longer. Because you're stronger. Okay? What it means is that should you decide to do something wrong to them, okay? their retaliation will be for a long, long time. This is not about, this is not about being stupid here. I'm teaching you to avoid problems for yourself in the long haul, folks. It's not because we're dealing, because we're stupid. We're avoiding long-term problems. Because the stronger you are, the more pain you can inflict on others. The more pain you can inflict on others, the longer the remainder. And the more they want to get back at you. They want, the more they want to make you pay twice on what you did to them. Okay? That's how escalation begins. It never stops. They will not stop until they're satisfied. You have a war in your own hands, folks. Don't want that. Not worth it. For what? Okay? When you give 100 times. Maybe they notice it once. That's about it. That's the way of life, folks. That's how you get richer and they get poorer. Because you give 100 times, they only notice it 1 time. And they give you, this is a nice guy. He gave me that time. This 99 other times, you don't realize it. The 99 other times is when you accrue your blessings. And no one knows about it. Who's getting richer? Who's getting more blessed? You are. We are. By giving, not by fighting. Fundamental mistakes, folks, is to impose your will on others. It's nothing about, it's no right, it's no wrong either. You see, the intellectuals, or especially the German descent guys, or the people who pride themselves on logic, on intelligence, on understanding, okay, on being able to discern right or wrong, those are the people who tend to fight. Those are the people who tend to get in trouble. They don't realize it. What's the point? If you keep on yielding, how come you have any problems? Please tell me. If they don't want us there today, would my yelling at them, would my being angry at them is going to help? Because when I get angry at those two women, guess what? They're fearful already. You notice their attitude this morning.
Yes.
Very different from normal, right? Normal is yes. You come to me and you need favors, so I'm doing you a favor. Was that attitude this morning, what? Not at all, right? Okay? So what are we doing? We're helping them already, aren't we? We help them unload that luggage that, I do you a favor. Okay? Even though I take money from you, I'm still doing you a favor.
that's what I was saying.
But that's okay. But that's their thinking. What do you want? If they think like that, let them. It's none of your business. They're free to think whatever they want. Right? But look at your attitude there this morning. Okay?
They're apologizing. Apologizing.
Yeah, they're so much more malleable, much more friendly. And guess what? They're going to be like that the next time as well, right? Because otherwise they're still embarrassed that we were not even angry. Well, I was angry. They didn't care about you guys.
I loved it. Loved it what you did.
Okay? So what happened is that we're teaching them already. That's how they respect you. That's how they get on your side.
Person against the microphone.
Okay? Because you don't offend them. You don't have to punish them.
Were they fearful of us, the things that we were? Is that why there was so much apology?
Well, of course. If they decided to allow me to go to the Chan Hall in the main building, guess what happened? I take over the building. So before I came, they were afraid of me already. Okay? Big mistake. When I let me directly the other building, that's only my area. I respect the rest. If they allow me to go to the heart of their temple, it comes mine for at least today.
And they didn't want to do that, did they?
I made a mistake. Okay? So, underneath that's the basis of their actions today. First of all, I took over my space. And then they made a mistake on top of it by not giving us advance warning. Okay? But guess how it's resolved? Now the attitude is changed. Okay? I think they become a better person, better nun, at least towards another monk.
That's the most important part.
Because they know that it's not like we are in desperate need of money or place. They know that we have access to the roast meat. They know that we are with Master Shenhua. So we're not like any small time left over person. So anyway. Any questions? Comments?
If you haven't made an enemy out of them, then that leaves the use and the circumstances and everything open, where if you'd made an enemy out of them, you'd have closed them off. So that's really the big break about this, isn't it? I mean, if you care about that.
You're not worried about closing them off or making an enemy. It's just that our primary concern, my message to you today is not fighting, to heal. Do not create offenses. No matter how wrong they are, no matter how right you are. Okay? You heal. When you're stronger, you heal. That's how you win. By not engaging in the war, by not creating circumstances for retaliation, because people retaliate, folks. Right? The victory is only temporary. It's temporal by nature. All victories only last so long. Okay? It's what comes after that causes a lot of problems for all of us, the retaliation.
If you don't react and they think you're not very bright, then they're not going to react against you. So you've got what you wanted.
No, it doesn't work like that. Because, folks, that is for a normal person. For us, it's slightly different because we have samadhi power, meaning that when you go near me, you know I'm strong.
Yes. But
right?
I'm just saying what an end result might be.
Okay.
If you were strong,
when people come near you, they know that you're strong. They can't push you around. And yet, you don't abuse that strength. What does it do to them? They become respectful to you. Wow. Everyone else would be pushing and bullying people around. But this person doesn't. Okay? They may not be able to put their finger on that, but somewhere at a lower level they say, wow, this person seems to be decent. That's how we influence people. They don't need to understand. They don't need to know. It's just, don't see anything negative from us. We're not destroying. When you fight, you oppose your will on others, you're destroying their world. You're destroying their defenses. That's what you're doing.
Is that what they refer to as the invisible power and the merit and virtue of the individual?
Yes. This is why when you go draw near the Buddha, he becomes so respectful, so because he never fights. He has so many, he's so virtuous that you can sense the goodness. You see, the goodness in us, the goodness is light. It's inspirational. It makes you feel good when you're near a good person. Whereas when you're near a bad person, you're not comfortable, are you? Ask the women, they'll tell you that. The women are very sensitive about this, especially because they're so used to predatory men approaching them. Am I correct? So you guys, at a very early age, develop the ability to sense it, whether it's predatory intentions or not, okay? Is it aggression or not? When they near people who have no aggression intention, have no non-aggressive, they can sense it, okay? Because everyone else is aggressive. Everyone else is after something in all of us, right? You guys look at me and say, hey, he's after my money. That's the first reaction. Right? Come on, let's be real about it. All the other wonderful people are doing that. Come and say, hey, I like you. Come to my assembly. Follow me. You know? Okay? So, but that's a natural reaction to all of you. Okay? I'm telling you that because that's what you are doing to others. Because the fact I look different, that's what I'm doing to you. Okay? Because everyone else, all the other left-wing people are doing that to you. I'm not saying all, but many of them are doing that to you. They are doing something. They are finding ways to pry money out of your wallet. Okay? So it's going to take you a long time before your guards are down, before you become comfortable. Okay? I'm giving you the example to tell you that's what you're doing to others around you, yourself. Come on! You're always up to something, aren't you? Don't you? You're up to something. You're planning something up here, aren't you? Huh? Come on, some of you are thinking about lunch already. You say, oh, how can we have a good lunch today? Why does he talk so long?
It's 11
past 11 o'clock already.
It's 11:30.
Yeah. Does he ever stop? Does he know how to stop?
He didn't last week, okay. Master.
No wonder no one can keep up with him. Okay. So, you do it to others. Be careful about that. Okay? Any questions? I'm going to stop pretty soon.
Too many secrets.
Okay? Anything else?
Yes, Master. I have my main question.
Yeah.
Last week, I went to the Long Beach Monastery for the Bai Chan. And
for what?
To buy time.
Oh, to buy time. Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, by almost at the end of bite or in the middle, I start to feel a sharp pain on my right rib, and then I've been feeling that all day after that whole day, but not now, but that day after I did that thing.
Uh-huh.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Maybe it's just my body's fault.
He felt like someone was stabbing him.
Yeah. Who was there? Were there a lot of people?
Yes, no. Not that much.
Which nuns were there?
About the three nuns.
Younger or older?
There's one young and two in middle age, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go there that often, so I don't...
They don't know you.
I don't know them. I think that, to say that's like the second time I ever been.
So what did you do when you felt the pain?
No, a lot of things went through my mind because I hear a lot of things here, you know, trying to figure out, so I just think, I don't know.
Was it a knee pain or just?
It seemed like something like nice
stabbing. Okay.
And but then it's like a pulse. It is not like constantly. It's like a pulse and then it disappears and it comes back again.
Yeah. But it wasn't very deep, right?
It's like it's just in my rib. Right
yeah,
here.
It's not very deep.
Yeah.
Because your goal pulls higher, right? No.
It wasn't me, right? I was next to you. we were together. He was next to me.
They know you. Besides, this is what happens a lot. Happens a lot when you meet with. You meet with level people folks.
Oh, really?
Right.
Oh, the testing.
Not testing. Sometimes they attack you. Because they can't tell where you are.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. I never meet them face to face or anything.
Doesn't matter.
You in this business long enough, you know how to do it.
He knows how they do it.
Do you also know how to protect against it?
Why do you need protection?
If
you're stronger, why do you need protection?
We know. Okay. Good.
So this is skin deep.
So that's the best shot, Jimmy, they can give you.
So what?
Yeah.
Going to have your hand great by the end of the day.
So you see, he's on his skin deep. Oh, heal. What's a big deal? What danger is up here? There's no shadow, there's no traces up here, and you say. The pain is here, but it's not up here. Understand?
Don't get attached.
Pain is only here.
Yeah,
so
don't get attached and let it go.
No trace here, right?
Yeah, by 11 o'clock it went away.
Yeah,
right?
It bothered me, didn't it?
I think they went.
It's weird. I go to a temple, move and bowing, cultivating is normal. I go there and loaf around and make a spectacle out of myself. And so you bow and cultivating. And what are you doing? You're attacking me. That's what you basically what happened. Okay, normally the online people will say, God, what kind of level people are you? You don't have that kind of attitude, are you? No. Because you heard it from me already. It happens. Okay? when you are stronger, when they can't see you, because they're so used to seeing people with lower rounds, lower status, lower kung fu. Okay? So used to impressing the riffraff. They can't impress you. Nothing they can do to you. So they gotta give the best shot. What is the best shot? This is the needles. Why do you need to protect yourself? What can they do to you? Right? So, by the way, you're fourth. That's why they can't see all of them out there. All of them. One of them is about 3.5. It's getting closer, but it's been several years now. They're not making progress. This is a goal dharma now. They've been practicing the goal dharma for the last 30 years. Okay, Randy? Goal dharma, same as yours and mine. Okay? You're practicing the rule dharma. Okay? Past few months, you've been practicing my rule dharma. There is their interpretation of goal dharma. Let me tell you, the goal dharma I learned from is not like that. The goal dharma I know of is far superior than the rule dharma I'm teaching. Yeah?
But there's different levels of all of that.
Absolutely. Guru Dharma is this wide, Guru Dharma is this wide, but they understand it this much. Yeah.
Because they don't have a good known advisor?
That's not really what they have. You think that you guys are easy for you to be able to access this kind of information, this kind of training?
No.
When they, these Guru people, my generation have been practicing for 30 years now, 40 years, and they got zero. Like Randy was zero when he joined us 2.5 years ago. They don't have access to it. That goal dharma that I know of, they don't have access to it.
Master Hong Shur is not teaching you.
He's teaching the Jin generation. I was making fun of Danny the other day, and I said, what are you guys Jin doing in the Ru Dharma? See, you came to me at zero. Now you at wherever you are. This is Ru Dharma. Don't be so full of yourself. You see, I can rub it in sometimes too. Why are you so full of yourself? You're a Jin Dharma. You're learning the Ru Dharma here. Come on, folks. When he's not even Buddhist, I can't care less about that. But the point is that I'm transmitting the Ru Dharma here for everyone. Whatever you call yourself, Buddhist, non-Buddhist, Chin, doesn't matter. Okay? This is the Ru Dharma you've been practicing all these years. One Dharma only, the Ru Dharma. No matter what you consider yourself. Okay? How can they even imagine that you can progress this quickly when they spend decades under a great master named Sri Nong? Come on! They gotta find out. You're gonna have problems like that wherever you go. All temples you go to, you have that same problem. But so what? They are just being themselves. We don't need to get angry. You don't need to retaliate. You don't need to get upset. We just quietly do the things we do.
Is that why we felt so unsettled over at the Zen? When we first went.
Yeah, because it's chaotic, because it's a place of business, it's not a place of worship.
Oh.
I was telling Luke on the way back here, I said, I really admire these nuns, because they have three buildings. You know how expensive that is? It's worth at least close to $2 million a few years ago. Not anymore. Right, we're half of that nowadays.
Because they overpay for that thing.
Yeah, so they're bleeding like crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. But imagine no education. Okay? They don't know how to deal with the Americans. They only rely on the Vietnamese faithful. They don't even know how to treat the Vietnamese faithful properly. Not the way they treat me. Okay? And yet they have three buildings.
Pretty good.
When I first went there a year ago, she told the Abbott lady, the manager lady, she told me, she said, I said something about how nice the place was. And she said, yeah, but we don't have any donations.
Yeah.
We really need money.
That's right.
That's almost the first thing she said to me.
That's what happened to Rose Me too, by the way. We don't have any money. It's paid off. And they have assets, they have access, you know, Vietnamese routine. They have assets all over. They have houses, they have other houses. The temple is only a building, but if you don't know, they also have own all the houses, all the buildings. And they tell you, I don't have any money.
That's all investing.
And then they get them to open up their wallet more.
But that's they always have to go through that process. They claim they need money, and then so you feel they have to give them a check or something. That works. Yeah, it works. Maybe we will buy 3 buildings. Maybe the fourth one is. Maybe even own the fourth one next to it. Think about it. No training, no education, no people skills. 3 buildings. Come on, folks. That's pretty remarkable. No matter what, I'm the one who's paying. They're not. Okay, so the creative offenses against you, Jimmy, and that's okay.
No, I was, because when that was the first time I ever fell, I was so careful dating chanting the Dabei Zhou when in the Dabei time. And I started feeling I'm more curious because I heard about, oh, just this is just
Jimmy said, oh, it's a bad thing happens to others only, not to me.
I'm more curious. Yeah, I said, is this what is life being a therapy? I'm more curious about what this feel. I actually want to feel more than once to see, double check, to make sure this is how it feels like.
Oh, you're getting a good.
I'm more question. I have more question than trying to figure out why are they want.
The flip side of it. The flip side of it is that now you know why you're still stuck there. Are you listening carefully? Are you listening? Now you know why they stop, don't you? You think the teacher will teach you? Why didn't Master Shri want to teach me? Because they'll abuse it. They abuse the quality. See that? When you abuse it, when you will misuse it. I know strict people of a lot of stuff already. You abuse it, you get punished. So again, my message to you earlier today is that the spiritual powers or those abilities are never our goals. Some of you can get developed because of the need to help others. When that happens, they become very stable and become very powerful. So what do you do? The other, the common approach is that you go for spiritual power, you open your eye, you will see things, okay? So that puts a limit to your attainment. That's very non-Mahayana, of course. Mahayana, you go all out. And we develop abilities as a need arises. So we keep on growing, keep on growing, keep on getting more powers. Because our need to help others grows. Not because of our ego growing. Okay? What approach is spirited? You tell me. Only Mahayana approach. not hinayana. Even hinayana isn't here. Okay? You don't get stuck. It's a coincidental, because you get those things, you can do those things because of the knee, not because of the ankle. The ankle is so external, it's for yin and yang, not for mahayana. Okay? Any questions? No, we stop here and go to lunch because we need to lecture at 1 o'clock again. Lucky for you. So we bring the coffee table out here again, okay? And then we can eat here.
Well,
there's a restroom.
Yeah.
No, it's too hot outside.
No, it's nice.
It's overcast.
So you can eat here. You can bring the table over here. You can eat here. And then there's a restroom right there behind the wall here. Second room, second door beyond that. And, okay, so we stop here today, this morning. As far as Amy's stuff, I will wrap it up on my own, for her sake, okay? But thank you for doing your part. I think our little things to share in her happy day. Okay.
If we finish eating early, can we do a little of it?
Do what?
The medicine mastery?
Sure. You can recite it and dedicate it to her.
Okay.
But you don't need to go outside because it's going to heat up very quickly. This gets hot very fast. I know because I do walk out there. And then, so might as well bring the coffee table here and then eat it. Okay, because it's shade here. Alright? And then I have no table for you outside, so. Right. Okay.
Transference?
You want to do transference?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Magman.
What do you say, Magman hat?
Yeah, okay. 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 Ye Do this temporarily so that we can improve.
She was pretty snippy.
I hope that we are actually
like
they're
working from customer. Yeah, but I'm going to go
to the
next one.
I think it's still recording.